Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. This is Sonia Nadina Haynes inviting you to change your mind and shift your life. Today's show is Healing and Light from Within the Spiritual Realm. I do this pretty much all the time. There's a lot of healing that is provided when I do this show. I'm an emotional healer. It's an overall umbrella title, meaning that I'm a shaman, intuitive. I do healing. I do readings. And basically, as I said, it's all under an umbrella. I've been at this job for, and I'm calling it a job, for 17 years. And the process of taking my business out into the public has been, an evolving journey. I have advertised in magazines. I have advertised in the television. And one of the approaches that I've used is to go through a wellness event. The most successful one that I've experienced has been the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo. And I have online Chandler Armstrong, who is one of the co-founder of the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo, which I met him in 1999, and I have yet to have a poor experience in it. Chandler, are you there with me?
I am certainly here. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Chandler. I'm in Vancouver right now, well, in Pitt Meadows, and Chandler's in Vancouver. And you've been, how long have you been running the Body Soul? You and Brad have been running the Body Soul Spirit Expo.
We started it in 1996, so it's 20 plus years now, because we started in the spring. And I think you came with us at our very first Canada place, like a massive event that we did in Vancouver.
Yes.
So it's been over 160 events over 20 years, and working with wonderful people like you.
Awesome. Can you tell us a bit about yourself to get people to know a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about the shows? And I'd like to, what I really love is your approach, your mandate for setting up and running these shows, and the fact that it's so successful speaks to the mandate that you use for running the show. So tell us a bit about yourself, how you got into, what caused you to decide to take this direction?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to how you introduced the show and how it was part of your marketing and all of that. Brad and I started, when we started 20 years ago, my background is I had a place called the Orion Center. And my background is I'm an esoteric astrologer. I started with Reiki when I was 16 years old, which is like 30 some years ago. I won't make myself older than I am. And I've been an energy healer and metaphysical teacher for quite a while. And there just was a real need to create something where we could bring the community together in order to show what they had to offer. And that's really what the shows were all about. Sometimes what I say is we were kind of tricked into doing the show by the universe just simply because we had the Orion Center and we thought, well, it'll just take 1 or 2 years to sort of launch this. We'll get a lot of the wonderful people, we'll work together, and we'll do it as a cooperative. And that worked for about 2 months of meetings. And then by the third month, the only people that showed up for the meeting to plan the shows were Brad and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we called a few people up and said, they kind of made it clear that they absolutely loved what we were doing, but they wanted to focus on what they created and just come to the show and showcase what they did. So we said, well, maybe this is what we really need to do. And I think I mentioned my background is that I'm an esoteric astrologer. So I took a look at my chart and Brad's chart, and there's a clear sort of cosmic mandate in that too, because when you do the combined chart, it shows really bringing a new message and a new forms into the world in order to bring new messages. So in that order, or so mm-hmm. what better way to build a structure to bring new messages into the world than to found an expo? So going back to what you said about why we do the shows and all of that, it was created by people like you and I, for people like you and I. So I think that makes mm-hmm. a huge difference. The other thing is it really does still have the community component to it. So it's really a mission, and we really, really do keep doing it. The fuel that keeps us going is two different things. One is seeing the success of people like you that have something to offer to the world, and then all the people that come to the show and actually experience what you guys offer. So it's bringing those people together, and that's what we find is a catalyst to change in the world. Because it's as people start to shift and awaken and improve their life through what's offered at these shows, that the world really has changed with you first, being, of course, the individual.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now,
so, when, sorry, go on.
Now, the other thing that you brought up was the fact that it was one of the best things that you did for your promotion, which thrills me because that's why we're here. But even my own experience, we just did a show in the spring in Winnipeg, and there was no astrologers to be found. So Brad suggested I do a booth, and I did sessions all weekend, and immediately after that, the people that saw me started referring people, and they referred people, and already just from that one show, and I was, you know, as an organizer, I hardly had time to even man my booth because I was helping with other aspects of the show, so I was only in and out. Yet, I have more clients and more people that are looking for what I'm doing now and wanting appointments than I can possibly see.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that works. And then I know from another small show from someone else I did, which was just a friend of mine that puts on a very small 20-person show, that in 2 days I only saw two people, but those two people referred person after person. And I think that shows how the shows actually work. You actually get to connect and establish a rapport, and they get to know you at the show. And
yes.
It's something you'll never get, is that instant feedback that you don't get that throughout any other type of marketing or advertising. In this world of internet and publications and whatnot, I think radio shows like you're doing is a little better because there's a little more of a personal touch. But there's not enough out there to actually bring us together as a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because that's how I gained my clientele. I was very new to this whole intuitive experience. I had no idea how it went, how it ran. And, you know, again, as you said, you were pushed into it by the universe. I was pretty much guided to the show because I looked up one day and there was the information, the advertising information, and as I saw it, I made a decision and there I was in the show, and that's how I actually gained the exposure about how the whole system of the wellness and healing world worked was through that first experience that I had at the Body Soul Spirit Expo in Vancouver.
And that's something I tell people all the time. It's like, if you're just looking for opportunity to share what you have, you're missing a large part of the opportunity at these events. Because we found over and over again, about 4 years into the show, I had an epiphany after calling people up after the show and asking how they did. And I was getting these stories like, oh, well, it was great. I've got all these old clients, but then I met so-and-so and we're doing this together. And I never would have met them. And then another one of my favorite stories is from Ocean Retreats on the island. A guy actually met his wife there and now years later, their son has grown up and became an Ayurvedic doctor and has been in our show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's generational
yeah.
as well. So that can't happen through a newspaper ad. That can only happen when we really come together in a culture of mutual support and as a community and learn from each other and connect with each other and grow with each other. There's something that you can only get through that. And a lot of us, you know, we have our office somewhere and we see our clients and we miss that sort mm-hmm. of camaraderie or meeting with the community and learning how other people are doing it even. And they sort of stimulate you and give you ideas of how can I improve what I'm offering. And in fact, it can mm-hmm. really raise the bar. And I'm sure you found that in the show too, if it was your first time.
Yeah, it was quite, to me, an uplifting experience, just feeling the energy, feeling the people. It was such an intensity of energy that was collected in one place with all these different individuals
mm-hmm.
bringing this one positive energy forward, everyone wanting to support and help others to heal. So I found it to have been quite a powerful and positive experience. Now, there are positives and negatives to going into a wellness show. I've been in a few, because you have the Wellness Expo coming up in Ottawa, which is where I'm in Ontario, Eastern Ontario at the moment. And you have the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo coming up in Ottawa, Ontario. It's the first time you're going into that, right?
It is.
Yeah. And I've done a few shows in Ontario with individuals who do not have the experience they don't have the experience. So the experience with these individuals is not very positive at all. And you guys
sorry for interjecting. What I find is often there is a lot of, when times are a little tight, a lot of people that don't know what they're doing get in and start doing shows. And some of them do okay and some of them don't, or they don't have the experience of doing it. One of the great things that has been an advantage with our show is both of us have had background. We have backgrounds in media and organizing event and project management and working with the media. So we brought that into it. In fact, I actually worked as an event coordinator at the Metro Toronto Convention Center for a little while. So work with huge event organizers. So I have a little bit of that background to follow on. And what really needs to happen, I think, is that you get to a really important part with our shows and sort of where we're going with it. So you kind of hit on something here. I started seeing it as more of a opportunity than a disadvantage. What we need to do is we need to create something where everybody can come together and co-create as one cohesive force, not try to replicate and, you know, be the leader. So that's the new direction we're going. We're actually launching something which we've done since the beginning, which is an online community where we can all share and co-create.
Yeah.
So we co-create the show and there's a referral system, there's membership, you can post all your workshops and all that and support each other. We're putting about 60,000 into just the programming alone. But the other thing that we'll do is it'll allow anybody to get involved and invite people and actually be rewarded for doing so. So I think that fulfills something, and I know one of the things we've been inspired to do is create sort of a cohesive platform where people that, well, they can sort of go on and stumble in the dark and do their own show, or eventually just join us and even look at shows in their own community. And yeah, so I think you get the concept. Right now,
yeah,
we can reach the limit of how many shows we can manage with 10 shows.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the new platform,
yeah,
sort of is something great for us too, and bringing everybody else in.
Yeah. So one of the challenges that people, as I've talked with individuals, because I've been sharing about the Ottawa show, because that's where I am right now. Eventually, I think I'm going to end up back in Vancouver because my kids are here. But one of the things that people have suggested as prohibitive has been the cost. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing it up more for the fact of expressing, you know, you get what you pay for, right? Whatever you put in, you will get back. And so, go on.
Yeah, it goes back to not only getting what you pay for, but it goes back to the sort of cooperative way we used to do the show. So one thing
mm-hmm.
a lot of people aren't aware is not only does 100% of what they invest in the show go into the production and promotion of the show. In other words, we don't earn a penny from it. But we've been doing this for 20 years, and we've developed these amazing media connections and partners. So first of all, because we're national and we're across Canada, a lot of the media give us wonderful sort of national buy discounts. So
mm-hmm.
we're getting 40% off, for example, with most of the media posts, which is like the Ottawa Citizen and whatnot, and then a lot
mm-hmm.
of magazines. We're getting a huge amount of bonus promotion on global, and then our major sponsor, Bell Media, which is CTV and a lot of radio stations. So when you invest in their show, you're getting, it used to be, not only the buy, but a lot of them become sponsors and match what we do. So you take that 40%, and they used to double what we used to do. Now, some of the papers, including Post Media, are actually tripling and quadrupling what we do. So we'll invest $10,000, and they'll invest $30,000. So there's nowhere you can get that kind of promotion on your own. You'd have to pay four times the amount in order
Absolutely.
To get the same value of promotion that you do at our shows per exhibitor. So that's
yes.
why I sort of explained that.
Yeah.
Then I know a lot of people, when I bring that up, bring up the question, well, what's in this for you? Well, we actually earn money when people come to the door. And that's
mm-hmm.
our only income from the shows. And a lot of time
yeah.
that goes into other shows they look at. And remember I said, promotion and production of the show. I didn't say wages or
mm-hmm.
Outsourcing costs. So even if we hire people, that comes out of the door.
Yeah.
So it's not included
yeah.
in the production.
Right. Well, regardless of how the shows have gone in the past, I've yet to lose money. So, you know, I have always made back what I've spent on the show. And then on top of that, I have brought in profit. So who does this, these events, who should come into the events? Who should advertise? Who should take a booth in these events? What types of people do you recommend would benefit from such a thing?
Well, the scope of the show is so wide with body, soul, spirit. It's literally anybody with a product, service, or organization that helps people live a happier, healthier, more conscious, and successful life, because that's
mm-hmm.
who we're bringing to the event. We're looking
mm-hmm.
for people that are highly motivated and highly targeted to what you're offering, if you're offering that kind of service. So there's a huge list of, like, quite a few different modalities. So we can break them up to anybody with a product that is natural, whole, healthy, anybody with books that they've published that help people, anybody in the coaching or healing modalities, intuitive arts, spiritual counselors, I know you've been at quite a few of our shows, so you know that a lot of them, basically, it's one of the places where you can sit down and people just love getting readings and healing sessions, and they actually book and pay for them right there. So I think a lot of people haven't seen that, and they don't see that at health shows, because I've been to health and wellness shows, and people kind of walk around and they look for their free samples from the food booths and maybe pick up a few business cards. But not a lot of them actually do sit down and book and pay for a session at the show, like at our shows. And we've established that by doing that. It's really how we market the show and what we've learned over the years. You'll see wellness shows and other shows market, come and grab your bag of swag samples from this person, you know, hype, hype, hype to get them through the door and think they're going to get a lot for nothing. And what we do is come down and explore, experience, and try all these modalities and get you buy your products right there. And that makes a huge difference. And that's what we saw as a need is you need to get a, as an exhibitor, you need to not only get clients, but we aren't happy if you leave the show and actually don't experience a return on your investment before you walk out the door. Because then, you know, that's what we created the show for.
So let's look at some creds. I'm doing street talk, not very well. So you've had some fairly prominent writers and individuals in the shows over the years. Can you give us a list of a few of them so people can see where, you know, who you've drawn in?
Well, we've had, I think, some of the bigger names we've had in the beginning is like Dr. Doreen Virtue, you know, from all the angel cards and all that.
Angel cards, that's right.
So she was huge. We've had a lot of people from What the Bleep Do We Know, if you know that movie, like Dr. Ledwith. We've had James Twyman. I think you know him. We've had, I'm trying to remember the other guy's name from The Secret.
Miguel wrote Four Agreements. Miguel.
Yeah, The Four Agreements, Miguel Ruiz. And his sons have been at the show. Lynn Andrews from the Medicine Woman trilogy. It just kind of goes on. Maureen St. Germain, if you know her.
Yes, yeah.
Which has
very
authored
good.
Lots of books. And it's. I know one person that is really picking up in popularity and has an amazing message. His book that just came out is Whatever Arises, Love That, which is Matthew Kahn. So she just kind of decided to retire from doing workshops, but she was planned to come. So I'm kind of, you know, heartbroken that she decided to stop doing workshops and touring was Lindsay Wagner. And a lot of people the bionic.
She's been in the show. Yes, yes, I remember her. I know she's been in the show a few times, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
awesome. So
there's a few people that have come to the show but actually haven't exhibited and kind of and reviewed later. So it's quite amazing because the community really comes together in so many ways there. It's like one of the things is, what's his name from Dragon's Den? Brett. Forget his last name.
Yes, I know the one you mean. I don't know his last name either,
He's actually come to the show and suggested and got people to come on the Dragon's Den, which have then actually got their product or business on TV and have been funded.
Wow, awesome.
For example, if you've seen those little essential bracelets that you wear with the little clay tab and you drop your stuff and you kind of diffuse on the go all day.
Okay, yes, yes. Okay,
That came from our show and Dragons, was on Dragon's Den and was introduced to our show. So, it's a huge scope. And, you know, a lot of times what I find is it's more about, you know how they say they don't buy a product, they buy the person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, a lot of times it's more about the person that's there than it is. It is about their product or their service and what they're offering to a certain extent. But we have people that are really into like shifting and evolving and awakening, and they have something as simple as plus size yoga pants or yoga clothes. I'm thinking of someone in particular at our show, and she's a fixture at the show. So then we have people that express their spirituality in their art, and they're at the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really it is. It's about bringing community together and bringing our tribe together. And it's amazing what happens when we start doing that and really start working together.
Yes. Yes. Well, this I really appreciate you coming onto the show. It's taken a different I've gone a different approach today to my previous ways of, you know, talking about spiritual stuff. But I think this is an important aspect to anyone who has chosen to take on this journey of being a catalyst for change in people's lives, because we need a platform from which we can connect with the population, the individuals whose hearts are open, but and they're searching, but they don't know where to go. So the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo, with your longevity, with your history, with your credibility, is at this stage that I can see, because you've been doing this for so long and have developed your programs, is pretty much, I don't know anyone else, so pardon me if anyone out there has something else that I don't know about, but at the moment, you know, you are one who has the foundation and the groundwork that can help others, those individuals who have these gifts, to get out into the public. So, you know, I really appreciate the work and the dogged persistence that you, because it's not always been joyful, has it? You've had some challenging moments trying to get this stuff going. You've lost a lot of money over the years trying to get this platform going, and you've come slowly to this point where you're now pretty much spread across Canada. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that you and Brad have done such an amazing job bringing spirit down into this physical dimension so people can connect with their hearts.
You know, really appreciate all of the great things you're saying. And that really hits sort of what the show is all about for people like you. I know myself, when I had my practice, I sort of was not as good at getting out. There's some people that just are so social, which, Sonia, I think you're one of those people that are a little more social than most and get out and meet people and that. But there's other people like me, even though I love to talk once you get me on a show where you call me, I'll spend a whole month just getting up in the morning, getting in my office, doing the work, and not really getting out to anybody and socializing and getting together. So for people like that especially, you know, this is sort of, why not do it all in one weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I used to do shows and that's what I noticed all the time. Is I had my clientele, once they met me and knew what I had to offer as an esoteric astrologer and what that's all about, we could do a whole show on that. But then once I was out, then clientele just grew. It brought people to me. And as soon as I stopped, and of course this is going back 35 years ago when I started the shows and was working as an astrologer and a healer, but when I stopped doing that, then it's sort of, I thought, well, I have so many clients now, but they have to see you out there.
Yes.
Because even there's also, as you repeatedly do these shows, you end up connecting with the same people again, some that you've seen, some that really don't. Sometimes it takes seeing you four times and meeting with you four times before they actually feel comfortable booking a session and coming to see you. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I wish our show is winding down here. I really appreciate you coming on. The show will be on in archives, so if you want to grab the link and throw it on the Body, Soul, Spirit Expo, you're welcome to do so. And I look forward. I'm going to get into the Ottawa show. I've said it on the air, so I look forward to seeing you in Ottawa in October. And thank you very much again for coming on and sharing your passion for bringing light and healing from within the spiritual realm out to people on the planet. Thank you so much, Chandler.
It's been an honor. Thank you, Sonia.
Take care, love. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's the show for today. Gosh, what a wonderful show. I love the conversation. Thank you, Chandler, for being here. That's the show for now until next Sunday when we have another topic. And maybe Chandler will come on sometime in the future and talk about astrology. That would be fun, wouldn't it? This is Sonia Haynes inviting you to change your mind and shift your life. Until next time, goodbye.